don't mind. If it's with you. Yes. That. I'm hungry for you. And I don't like seeing you with others. That ruins my appetite. In fact, if I hold you like this, you still smell the best. Even better than you'd probably think. Something on your mind? Yes. Love? I still need to understand. If I'm honest, it's difficult to say right now what feelings are, but I'm jealous whenever you're around someone else. Whenever you're not looking at me, I can't stand it. I want to taste your lips whenever they're away. When our eyes meet, I feel a hunger all its own. Something different that I'm not good at putting into words. The feeling, the desire, it's like when I see a perfect meal in front of me, but it's locked behind a window I can't break. That's what it feels like. Your face, it's expressing something similar. Do you know what it feels like? I guess I still have a lot to learn. But I crave more. I want more. I want to feel it. Whatever this is, this craving, I want you because I don't want to share. Not even once. Not with anyone. And the more I hold you, the more I see them. I want you even worse than I want my favorite meal. Actually, I guess you are my favorite meal, aren't you? No. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. What did you think? My favorite deserves to be treated like a snack. Something to hold over till the next meal. I think you underestimate me. Even if I'm not usually the type for words like this, I have my moments. I have my intentions. Hold still. Don't even think of moving. The saltiness of your skin paired with that wonderful sound of your breath makes the dining experience of a lifetime right before my eyes. I want to feel it. I want to taste you. All of those feelings and emotions, I might not be able to smell them, but I can taste them just as much. I love you. I think even more than food. Or at very least, I crave you more than food. And when I taste your lips, when I feel you in my arms, that's more than enough for me. to make me smile, to make me feel, to make everything in the world seem so wonderful.
I just realized something crucial. I want to do more with you than just eat up your time. I want to be something to you, mean something to you. I want to infect your thoughts. I want to feel something more, even if I don't understand it. I want you feel something with me. Won't you look at me with those eyes like that? Please, don't go. Won't you stay with me for a little while? Even if I don't fully understand you. I understand this feeling. I understand that you care for me. You make me feel full, happy. Last time was confused. Not because I did something I didn't mean, but because I didn't get to say clearly the words they speak in some manner, don't they? It may not be much, but does my arms wrapped around you make you feel special? Your smile, it fills me with the warmest, happiest feeling. And for once, I feel like I don't want to eat the meal alone. Of all these feelings that just well up inside, I know what I want, what I crave. There's a side to me I've never shown anyone. I would never. I'm afraid sometimes that my gluttony will get the best of me. That maybe I'll end up hurting you. Someone warning you, and your first instinct is to hug them. I'm glad, but also concerned. Are you taking your safety seriously? If you won't, then I'll have to. I can't just stop. If you won't even take care of yourself, you remind me of my brothers in that way. Never knowing when to quit. Never knowing how to take care of yourself. How else can I say it? I'm worried about you. At least a little bit. Because you always do this. Tell me not to worry. Tell me you'll be just fine. But how can I believe that when you're shaking like a leaf? Is it really different? Is it that I scare you? Or are you afraid of something else, bottling it up? I know how that can feel, but please, rely on me a little, won't you? I can't ask you for everything, but I can at least provide what I do best. Eat a meal with you, hold you close to what you might like. Maybe feast of kisses. Even though I have such little experience in these things, you're so patient with me, so kind. Thank you for putting up with my, I don't know what to call it, neediness, maybe? No matter what it is, I'm glad I get to be here, hold you so tightly in my arms. You make me feel things I wasn't sure I was ever supposed to. I always had to look out for others, but now I feel that calm before the storm of emotions washing over me like nothing else. Nothing else. Sorry. Did I get too carried away? Too jealous of the others that I stole you away all to myself? But I won't apologize for wanting you. I won't apologize for needing you in this and more. More, please. Won't you let me? Are so soft. Your body fits perfectly against mine. And as much as I may be simplified to a gluttonous idiot, I do think these things through day in and day out. With you, it's different. My mind goes blank, and all I can think about is how much I want to hold you, to squeeze you, to kiss you, to feel you. Truth be told, that's not the half of it. Not at all. It's not enough. I'm sorry to be so demanding, but might I have this meal? I want to feel what you feel. I want to know how much I can make you feel for me. It may just seem like gluttony, but I promise I'm more than my sin, than my personality, than any of that. I want you because I want you. I need you because you're special to me. No, I want you to stay still. Don't move. Don't worry. Nobody will come. And I'll be taking everything, all of this delicious feeling in front of me. I want you to be able to taste the love right then and there. I can taste you so much. You're so good. So amazing. I want you to feel like a woman should. You right through your clothes. None of this then separates us. I want more. Don't you? Whether your lips or your tasty little slit, I want it. I want more of you. I want to be full of you. All your flavors. I want to burn those images deep into my mind and memorize all of your flavoring. You are so... delicious. Down to every last drop of sweat. Every last detail of your body. I want to memorize it. I want to make it tingle with pleasure. Wrench with every naughty thought of a deeper, more forbidden meal for us to dine together. You're my feast. My last meal. I want it to be you. Just relax. I promise I won't hurt you. But my instincts scream at me to fill you up how you fill me up in a much more literal, carnal manner. The more we touch, the more my mind goes blank. Shape of my manhood against you. It felt like the right way to take this meal to the next. I didn't mean to slip inside you. But it feels so good. The way you twitch and squeeze around me feels so good. When your eyes close up, just like mine. What a meal. Ah. Yes. Yes, you're doing great, honey. I couldn't help but draw at this intensity, this deliverance, this intention, this sex. Your
cream filling is now firmly deep inside you, more of it with a second. So much is coming out. So much of it. I need this. I hope you did too. I hope you feel it. More than just my gluttony for you. So full of cream. Your juice is mine. So delicious.
baby. Kiss. The feeling of it.